Deutsche Welle Africa Link.
And what a pleasure to meet again for another edition of Africa Link, where we bring you more than just the top stories. I'm Crispin Mwakideo in Bonn. Coming up, Nigeria's embattled ruling PDP chairman finally throws in the towel.
Two calls for resignation shows that there's a lot of uncertainty about the future or the fate of PDP, the fate of Jonathan's government, because things seem to be falling apart.
Tales of misery and bravery from those displaced in South Sudan.
Some of these people, just because of the fighting and they don't want to be killed, they walked miles and miles, some of them 15 days.
And what next for the love triangle in the Crossroads generation? All the news and drama in just a few seconds. Stay tuned.
Top story.
Things continue to fall apart. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan has of late been saying a lot of goodbyes to party colleagues. The ruling party has been facing defections of governors and lawmakers to the opposition. On Thursday, Jonathan announced the resignation of Pamanga Tukur, who had served as the chairman of the People's Democratic Party, PDP. Tukur is considered as one of Jonathan's closest allies. His removal was one of the demands by Jonathan's opponents within the PDP. However, our correspondent Ben Shemang told me Tukur might simply be a scapegoat in the crisis facing the ruling party.
Definitely, I will want to describe Pamanga Tukur as the kind of a sacrificial lamb. Remember that some governors were protesting and saying that there was high-handedness on the side of the National Party, Pamanga Tukur. They demanded for his removal. But the president, who is the leader of the party, decided to take it softly, a kind of. Now you have PDP governors who indeed also felt that many officials were running away from the party. Governors, lawmakers, and senators are also, many of them are planning to do a pull-out. So they felt that Pamanga has to go. And, of course, he has gone.
But will his resignation now heal the divisions within the PDP?
Yes, this is the decision within the PDP. One of the aggrieved governors, Dr. Aliu Babangida of Niger State, said that many of the aggrieved governors might stage a comeback with the going or with the removal of Pamanga Tukur. Some states that ordinarily had surrendered their structures from PDP to the opposition, All People's Congress, are now, they have all sorts of conflicts. So to say, if Pamanga Tukur was really the problem, now Pamanga has gone. Is it like to see that PDP will now get its act together? So it's a thing that Nigerians are waiting to see.
Is Tukur really the issue here, or is Jonathan's re-election bid what really drove these people away?
Depending on the side of which you look at it, many people from the north will feel that it's still the turn of the north, bearing in mind that President Umaru Musa Yar'Adua, who died without completing his tenure. And if the constitution of the PDP says power should rotate between north and south, so to them, power should still be with the north. But on the other side of the divide, some people feel that, look, this is a federation. Anybody who is qualified should contest election. And you can't tell a sitting president who is not incapacitated in any way, and you now tell him not to contest because there's a gentleman's agreement in a party. The federation should be taken care of, so to speak. So this is the ball game here.
And will Tukur's resignation have any impact on President Jonathan's bid?
Well, it looks so, because this is politics. If Pamanga Tukur was the problem, okay, he's gone. Those who are his loyalists, and I see that the southwest zone where former President Obasanjo comes from held a kind of a meeting and was saying that they'll support the president 100% if there are some structures new structures being put on ground. These new structures have turned out to be Pamanga Tukur going as the sacrificial lamb. And of course, in River State, the Ogoni people come out and mask protesting and supporting Goodluck Jonathan a second term bid. Professor Jerry Garner has been holding some meetings with people from the Middle Belt. He's not a pushover in politics, and he's not a pushover in the party. He's saying that they'll support Goodluck Jonathan. This kind of a game plan appears to favor Goodluck Jonathan.
Ben Shemang in Abuja. So what do Nigerians think of Tukur's resignation? Sam Olukoya, another one of our correspondents in Lagos, met some Nigerians, and this is what they had to say.
My name is Wale Fatade. I think it's good that Babangida Tukur resigned for the president. If his resignation had taken place or had happened 3-4 months ago, I would have said it's bad for the president. But coming up at this time, I think it's good because basically it seems as if he has exhausted all avenues of reconciliation. So he should go now. But if he had left when that heat was on, those guys gunning for him were not gunning for him alone that time. They were gunning for the president too. But I think the president has been able to stabilize. So in a way, it's win-win for the president. He has redeemed his image because he has been the one backing the Tukur all this while. The way the PDP has been before, it's just part of the tradition or the norm. No chairman has ever completed his tenure.
Philip Jackpot is my name. I'm a human rights activist. Without being very, very political, the resignation of Alhaji Babangida Tukur from the leadership of the PDP, it's a welcome development for those who are in that party, who believe in that party. For those of us who are outsiders who have been watching what's been happening, Babangida Tukur's tenure has been characterized by mass defections, a lot of confusion in the party. If he has not already led the PDP to ruin, he has led the PDP to near ruin. So it will take a lot to get that party back on track, take somebody who bring the tattered factions together to position the party to what it was before now, but I doubt if they will get there.
My name is Betsy Abba. To me, Tukur's resignation further shows that there's a lot of uncertainty about the future or the fate of PDP, the fate of Jonathan's government, because things are really out of order. Things seem to be falling apart. We should really, really be worried, because if a party cannot hold together, how are they expected to be able to control the rest of Nigeria? What examples are they showing?
Nigerians expressing their views on Tukur's resignation.
Africa Link, because Africa is more than just a headline.
Tribal targets. South Sudanese government troops and rebel forces have been killing civilians based on their ethnicity, the Human Rights Watch said on Thursday. The conflict in its second month has displaced more than 400,000 people, according to the UN. Father Jacob Tele Kadan serves with the Don Bosco Salesian Mission in Juba, and he's been telling me about the internally displaced persons.
Some of these people, they're just because of the fighting, and they don't want to be killed because they would be like victims in between. So they walked miles and miles. They said that some of them, 15 days, they were exhausted, the ones here. People are afraid because of these revenge killings and things like that, no? So that is why they said it's better to be in a safer place. Water is not available and the food is not available. But at least there is some sort of security in the UN camp. Here also, we have accommodated our people, IDPs, in our secondary school, Don Bosco Higher Secondary School. So at least we have also police protection at night.
Are you able to provide for all their needs?
Our people, they are not expecting 3 meals a day. No, we provide them with what is possible, no? In our center here, the children, the small children below 10, we give them milk twice a day, like around 12 o'clock they get a porridge, and then about 4 o'clock they get lunch. Lunch means rice and beans. The bigger people, that those above, like let's say 15 years and more, they get only one meal, that is rice and beans, around 4 o'clock. Sometimes they may share in the porridge that they get, you know. That is for our IDPs who are at present here. In this way, we are trying to cope up with the situation.
How hopeful are you that things will improve in South Sudan?
I'm sure the whole world is praying for this youngest nation, no? By the way, I have been in this country for the past 28 years, 29 years. I was in Juba in 1985. the previous war had just started at that time. People are used to this type of these fights and all that. So education has not gone very much into the hearts and lives of people. People are still with the rule of the jungle and things like that, no? So it will take a long time in order to bring true peace. At the same time, there are signs of hope. I think there is a sizable number of people who do not want war at all. So let us hope and pray that the voice of these people also will be heard. At the same time, there are also people who have experienced trauma, who have been victims of violence and things like that. So there is a lot of ill feeling in their hearts and minds. So they say now that this is the time to repay and things like that. No, so we are praying, we are hoping and praying that things will become better.
Father Jacob Telekadan of the Salesian Catholic Society. And we apologize for the poor phone line and windy conditions in Juba. And now, caught in the crossfire. Cameroonian officials on Thursday said their forces were involved in a border town fighting between Nigeria's army and Boko Haram Islamic militants. As Moki Kinzeka reports, residents of Amchide in northern Cameroon have fled, leaving behind a ghost town.
Residents of Amchide say Nigerian troops launched a crackdown on members of the Islamist sect Boko Haram, firing indiscriminately. According to 29-year-old businessman Halidu Aliru, many residents of Amchide village fled, and until now, some have not yet returned.
The firing was so heavy that many of us escaped to the wild and may not return soon because there is panic everywhere.
Another resident, Ayang Kaina, told me how desperate they were after their property was destroyed.
The shooting was from all angles, including vehicles and helicopters. Our houses, goods and properties have been destroyed and many have been wounded.
About 30 people are being administered treatment in hospitals in neighboring villages. 5 were evacuated to a specialized hospital in Marua, far north Cameroon, after they sustained serious injuries. 5 others died, and it is not yet established if they are Cameroonians or Nigerians. Cameroon's Minister of Defense, Edgar Aleme Bengo, assured the people during a visit to the village this Thursday that they have deployed troops to fight Boko Haram members who may be escaping or hiding in their territory.
Enough forces have been deployed, and the border with Nigeria is one of the most secured in Cameroon.
Cameroon's state broadcaster, CRTV, has also been broadcasting a message from the country's president, Paul Biya, describing Boko Haram as a strange group with extremist ideologies struggling to extend to his country.
This has been brought about by the presence around our borders of armed bands driven by extremist ideologies and lured by profits. Such trends must not be tolerated in a modern state. Elite units have been deployed to the area to check such incursions.
With such assurances from the head of state, residents of Amchide village hope they will not be caught up in the crossfire again.
Moki Kinzeka reporting.
Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to Learning by Ear and the 19th episode of Crossroads Generation entitled Lost.
We're standing at the crossroads, we're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future stands today.
Things are unfolding quickly, so let's recap. Mercy had a first date with Dan, but it ended abruptly when the principal came to do one of her spontaneous room checks. Later, Mercy told her best friend Trudy that the interruption wasn't the only mood killer.
Dan, he wanted me to give myself to him, but I said no.
You said no? Like you rejected him?
Well, yes. And now he's mad at me.
Oh, Mercy, if you wait you just stop yourself from growing up.
Will Mercy follow her best friend's advice or will she stick to her principles? Stay tuned to find out. Meanwhile, Mercy's classmate Nicky wanted to show off to her, so he stole his parents' car. But just as he realized that this was a big mistake, things got even worse.
Oh my God! Oh no! I hit someone!
And what about Banda and Kadu, Mercy's two younger brothers? They were supposed to be living with their aunt Lena in Laboria, but instead she brought them to a mining mogul friend, Dan's father Kanyama, who made them work long hours in his mines. The brothers escaped and found themselves all alone, living on the streets of a big city. And this is where we find them in this 19th episode entitled Lost.
Banda, I'm so wet and cold. Don't worry, Kadu. The rain will pass. Here, cover yourself with this cardboard box. This will keep you warm, at least for now. You stay here. I'll go to the corner and keep trying to beg for money. I'll be right back. Help us, please. We need money to go home.
Here, my boy.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You shouldn't be out here on the streets. This weather will make you sick. Where is your home, little boy?
It's very far. It's called Tandika. Do you know it?
Really? Tandika? But you know that Tandika is a very long way from here. It's in another country. What's your name, by the way?
Banda.
Hello, Banda. My name is Odumbe. Tell me, how did you get here? Where are your parents? Oh, don't be scared. I just want to help you.
We just want to go home.
Why do you keep saying we? How many are you? I don't see anyone here but you.
I have my twin brother Kadu with me. He's over there under that cardboard box.
Oh God, you poor things.
Can you help us?
Oh, you know, maybe I can. I am a truck driver and Tandika is on my way. But first, I need to know how you ended up here. I don't want any trouble, you know.
Our Auntie Lena brought us here.
And where is Auntie Lena now?
I don't know. I haven't seen her for a long time. But please, we don't want to go back to her.
Oh, calm down. Calm down. It's all right. So you ran away from your Aunt Lena, is that right?
I don't want to go back to the mines. They'll beat us if we go back. I want to go home to my parents.
Oh, stop crying, little boy. Don't worry. I have an idea. I just arrived here this morning with my truck, and I'll be here for the next 2 days. But when I've delivered my goods, I'll take you back with me to Kisimba. I can't leave you here like this.
Kadu and Banda will wait for you.
Good. For now, take this. It's only a little money.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But it should be enough for you to buy a warm meal for you and your brother. And with the rest, you can buy a warm blanket and then...
Thank you. Thank you. Kadu! Kadu!
Hey, wait a minute. I'll show you where my truck's parked. You can sleep in there tonight.
Hey, Dan, can I talk to you?
What, Mercy?
Dan, look, I know things are difficult between us right now, but I have a serious problem, and I think you're the only one who can help me with it.
What is it? How can I help you?
It really bothers me that I have to ask you, but my father couldn't give me any money this week for lunch or public transport. Trudy's offered to help, but she already helped me out last time.
Mercy, you can always rely on me. After class, I'll give you some cash. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. Bye then. Trudy! Trudy, wait a minute!
Dan, what do you want from Trudy?
What? You don't want me to talk to other students now either?
But why Trudy? She's my friend, Dan.
So, you mean if she's your friend, she can't be my friend?
No, I didn't mean it that way. It's just that I thought you didn't like each other. I'm a bit surprised. That's all.
Jume, that's enough. Leave Nikki alone. Stop slapping him. It won't change a thing.
What in the world were you thinking, Nikki? You could have killed that lady. Do you even realize what you did?
He does. Nikki, please tell your dad you're sorry. Jume, let him go. He's been through enough already.
Nikki, I want you to go to your room and think hard. Think very hard about what you did. Don't you come out until I say so. Is that clear? What was that? Did I hear you say yes?
Yes.
You spoiled that boy. He's rotten to the bones.
Oh, so now it's all my fault, is it? So I'm the one to blame for all that has happened?
You always defend Nikki. You treat him like a six-year-old. Look at all the trouble he's brought us. What are we going to do with this boy?
We've bribed the police officer, Jumbe. It's over now. Leave Nikki alone. He needs to put this experience behind him and focus on school.
Look who's talking. You think this is over? What about the victim? She's still in hospital. What do we do about her?
Oh my God, what am I doing? Mercy, have you lost your mind? Sneaking into dance room again after what happened last time. I must be mad. Oh no, the wire mesh has torn my school uniform. Damn it. Finally made it into the boys' compound. I can't wait to see Dan's face when I knock on his door. And apart from the hole in my skirt, getting in wasn't too hard.
Who is it? Come on in, the door's open.
Hello, Dan.
Oh, Mercy. Am I dreaming or what? What a surprise. What is it, Mercy? I said I'd give you the money later. You didn't have to come for it.
Dan, I've been thinking.
Huh?
About what you asked of me.
Oh, really? And what's your answer?
Before I tell you my answer, promise me one thing.
Okay, but let me get up first. Oh, Mercy, what happened to your school?
Promise me you'll never leave me and you'll never go with any other girl.
Of course, I promise.
And you won't hang out with Trudy during break either?
No, never. I don't even like Trudy.
Well, you don't have to hate her. For you, I'm ready to become a real woman.
Wow! So Mercy really has changed her mind. At this point, you'd better step out of the dorm room and wrap up this episode. If you want to find out more about Crossroads Generation, visit us online at dw.de/LBE. There you will also find the video diary Dan is recording for his friends. And guess what, he can't wait to tell them. You can also follow us on Facebook. Until next time, take care.
And just to remind you that you can catch the next episode of Crossroads Generation, a Learning by Ear production, on Monday right here on Africa Link. And now a quick reminder of our main stories. Nigeria's ruling PDP chairman, Bamanga Tukur, has resigned. Human Rights Watch have accused both sides of South Sudan's conflict of ethnic cleansing. Residents of Amchide in northern Cameroon have fled their homes for fear of being caught up in fighting with Boko Haram militants. And that's all we had for you in this edition of Africa Link. If you have a comment or suggestion, then send a text message to 491609575510 and email to feedback.africa@dw.de or a letter to Africa Link DW 53110 Bonn, Germany. Let's do this again, same time tomorrow. I'm Crispin Wakideu in Bonn.